Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Thursday morning now. 68 degrees. President Trump is not backing down from his push to get schools back open by the fall. Fox's Kristen Fisher reports from the White House.
For the second day in a row, an administration-wide push to get schools reopened this fall. And if they don't, President Trump is threatening to cut off funding.
We're going to be looking for ways to give states a strong incentive and an encouragement to get kids back to school.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says, if safe, he too wants schools open in the fall, but that the decision is up to him, not the president.
It's not his legal authority, just like it wasn't his legal authority to say he's going to decide when the economy reopens.
President Trump is also pushing the CDC to change its guidelines for safely reopening schools, guidelines the president calls expensive and impractical.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will come out with new guidelines for reopening schools soon.
Sedgwick County health officials report more than 1,900 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county. 28 residents have died. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports nearly 18,000 COVID-19 cases across the state. The KDHE says 291 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
Tom Stoles will continue as Sedgwick County Manager for another 2 years.
Sedgwick County Commissioners unanimously approved the agreement at Wednesday's meeting. Chairman Pete Meitzner had plenty of praise.
I can't thank you enough for the work that you and your staff, what you've done, bring professionalism to the county and the staff, and especially then this curveball we've been thrown at in the year 2020 has not been one that has been easy.
Each of the commissioners thanked Mr. Stoles for his professionalism, while he added,
thank you all. I just appreciate your confidence in the past and into the future, and I did clear this with my wife before I...
Okay.
The new employment agreement will run from September 1st of this year until August 31st, 2022. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
With a spike in crime in the Big Apple, some are calling for the mayor to step down.
Frustration is mounting against New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio as crime spikes across the city. Gun violence was up 130% in June compared to last June. Police say they haven't seen crime numbers like that since 1996. De Blasio has mostly blamed coronavirus, specifically the courts not fully functioning. Former New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly warning that the city could return to the bad days of the 70s and 80s if something doesn't give. New York Congressman Lee Zeldin and New York City Councilman Joe Borelli going a step further now, calling for the mayor's resignation. De Blasio's term ends at the end of 2021. In New York, Aisha Hasni, Fox News.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs estimates that there are approximately 300,000 American World War II veterans who are still alive.
But that number is declining every year. Harry Stewart served with the Tuskegee Airmen. He is one of only 10 of the airmen who are still alive today.
Just felt as though I was meant to be in an airplane. It felt as though the aircraft was an extension of my body. I felt as though my arms were the wings.
He tells Fox's Brett Baer that he wants the Tuskegee Airmen to be remembered as good citizens who helped protect their country during a time of need, even in the face of discrimination.
These guys had been segregated all the time, and, you know, how do they fly? Are they good pilots, you know? The answer is yes.
Stewart says he served out of a duty to his country.
I'm a strong patriot. I feel this is nothing like the Constitution that we have of the United States, which is the most beautiful document anybody could ever read.
This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, now open with safety guidelines, curbside and carryout still available. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The area of thunderstorms that rolled in will gradually start decreasing, and as they do, we will likely leave a boundary behind that could be the focus for more storms later on tonight. Cloud cover will keep temperatures down today, so we won't be as hot as yesterday. Our high close to 90. Again, thunderstorm chances increase a bit after midnight. Our low 72, 94 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, light rain, 68 degrees. We have an east wind gusting to 39 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
After a Broadway star died of COVID-19, his fans are petitioning to rename a theater in New York City in his honor.
Nearly 30,000 fans signing a petition to rename New York City's Long Acre Theater in memory of Nick Cordero, the actor passing away of COVID-19 complications after being hospitalized for months. The Long Acre Theater was named after Long Acre Square, the original name for Times Square. It's also the place Cordero performed his last Broadway show, A Bronx Tale. The petition calls for it to be changed to the Nick Cordero Theater, the goal to assure his name will always be in light in the Broadway community. A GoFundMe page to support Cordero's family, raising nearly $1 million. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Rapper Kanye West taking off his red MAGA hat, announcing his 2020 presidential bid on Twitter. In an interview with Forbes, the national press secretary for the Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Hogan Gidley, discussing President Trump's reaction to the news on Fox and Friends.
The president said it would be interesting. We'll see what happens, of course, as the president likes to say. I was actually in a lunch with the president of the United States, Kanye West, Jim Brown, and just a couple of others. He has a lot of interesting ideas. I'm sure we'll be looking forward to finding out more about those ideas in the coming weeks and months as he continues this run for president.
Mm. Kanye West says he will model his administration on the fictional kingdom Wakanda from the movie Black Panther. Hollywood actor Johnny Depp telling a court in Britain he's the victim of a hoax.
In a second day of cross-examination at London's High Court, Johnny Depp denying a series of allegations made by his ex-wife, fellow actor Amber Heard. Depp rejecting a claim he hit Ms. Heard after she laughed at one of his tattoos. And he also denied hitting her in a dispute over a painting in which she alleges he tried to set the artwork on fire. Depp is suing British newspaper The Sun, a corporate cousin of Fox News, after the paper called him a wife-beater. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The stars from the Dukes of Hazzard addressing the Confederate flag issue.
Just a good old boy.
The original stars from the Dukes of Hazzard are speaking out amid renewed criticism of the show's use of the Confederate flag. John Schneider and Tom Wopat, who played Beau and Luke Duke in the series, spoke about the flag that emblazoned their famous car, nicknamed the General Lee. Schneider telling The Hollywood Reporter, "I have never had an African-American come up to me and have any problem with it whatsoever. The whole politically correct generation has gotten way out of hand." While Wopat added that the situation in the country has obviously changed in the last 40 years, but the car is innocent. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Encouraging news for a big cinema company.
Movie theater chain AMC is near a deal that would allow it to avoid filing for bankruptcy reorganization. The Wall Street Journal says investment firm Silver Lake proposed the arrangement, which allows AMC to restructure its debt. It turned down a competing proposal from Apollo Global Management. AMC closed its more than 1,000 theaters worldwide because of the pandemic and now hopes to reopen most of those locations at the end of this month, in time for the release of Mulan and science fiction thriller Tenet. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
A popular game show is back.
Netflix releases 15 classic episodes of Supermarket Sweep. Lifetime reviving the game show back in the 90s after it originally aired in the 1960s. Contestants are timed, answering trivia questions, then teams sprint through grocery aisles with shopping carts to snag the priciest items. The team with the most declared the winner. Netflix sharing the news on Twitter, sparking a slew of excitement from fans. ABC has been working on a reboot of the series, with Saturday Night Live alum Leslie Jones as the host. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Another country music drive-in concert.
Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, and Trace Atkins are joining forces for a night at the drive-in. The threesome are the latest to announce a drive-in concert due to the coronavirus pandemic. The concert will be filmed exclusively for a one-night-only event set to debut July 25th as part of Encore Drive-In Nights presented by Encore Live. Tickets for the film drive-in concert go on sale July 14th and start at $115. In addition to the performances, there will be interviews and anecdotes from the artists. And in adherence to CDC guidelines, cars will be kept 6 feet apart with all staff wearing personal protective gear. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Jethro Tull getting into the hand sanitizer biz.
What does Jethro Tull and a bottle of hand sanitizer have in common?
Sitting on the park bench.
A perfect way to clean your hands if you touch that park bench. The British band has now launched a charity hand sanitizer, which is helping to raise money in the USA for the Helping the Heroes charity. Approved by Ian Anderson himself, proceeds from sales will help small businesses, first responders, healthcare workers, and others in need through a number of charities, including the nonprofit campaign Helping the Heroes. The sanitizer began shipping on July 20th. Bottles cost $9, with a four-bottle pack costing $32, which sounds way better than those crazy high markups of hand sanitizers that we've seen these last few months. Plus, this one has a dose of rock and roll. Laura Engel, Fox News.
Happy birthday today to singer and actor Ed Ames from the Ames Brothers. He is 93 today.
Wow.
Of course, he was on, he had a few hits in a singing career.
Right, right.
He was a TV actor on the show Daniel Boone, and that's when he was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson one night and threw a tomahawk. At a wooden figure of a cowboy, and the tomahawk landed right in the crotch with the handle sticking upward. One of the biggest laughs in TV history.
The laugh goes on and on.
Yes.
And Johnny just keeps milking it.
Yep. Johnny let it go on and on. It rarely subsided. Ed Ames is 93 today. And let's find out what's going on in the world of TV.
I'm Michelle Polino. It's 2020 and the Wonder Years is returning, only this time. ABC is teaming with Empire's Lee Daniels for a reboot featuring a black family at the center of this coming-of-age comedy. The series is set to launch in the 2021-22 TV season. It'll revolve around a black middle-class family in Montgomery, Alabama, in the turbulent 60s. Javicia Leslie, who starred in God Friended Me, dons the Batwoman cape and cowl for the CW series. Leslie takes over the role that Ruby Rose exited earlier this year. Leslie's new character's name is Ryan Wilder, and she will make her debut when Batwoman returns for its second season in January.
Food, water,
and Down to Earth with Zac Efron premieres on Netflix this week. The show features Efron traveling the world pre-COVID-19, of course. He visits places like France, Puerto Rico, Iceland, Costa Rica, Peru, and more to see different examples of healthy, sustainable ways to live. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
If you enjoyed today's entertainment news, you need to know that it's brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Yes,
a great Christian family doing honest work at affordable prices. They've helped out you. They've helped out my mom.
They have.
They'll help you out. If you have an appliance that's in trouble, call Terry for an appointment. That phone number is 409-1525. The fantastic folks there at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
A zoning change to boost business in Northeast Wichita. That story coming up with editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. On the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.